Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 134, the stanzas 1 and 2. Within thy temple, Lord, in that most holy place, we on thy loving kindness dwell, the wonders of thy grace, and what follows. Psalter 134, the stanzas 1 and 2. The portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Acts 2, the verses 29 through 47. First, the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, a maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried, he descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Acts 2, beginning with verse 29. Amen and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, and that he is both dead and buried, and a sepulcher is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne, he, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, and that his soul was not left in hell, and neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this, which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand, until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, as save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received this word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together, and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men, as every man had need. And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Our Lord of the heavens and of the earth, we have heard out of thy holy word of thy wonderful works in the midst of the church. When we have read the scriptures, may it have been accompanied with many a sigh that has risen from many hearts unto thee, the wonder-doing God in heaven. May there have been those that have asked thee that in this very hour, under the proclamation of thy holy word, by the loving and irresistible work of thy Holy Spirit, that they may also be added to the church that must be saved. Oh, impress upon the hearts of the unconverted, the younger ones, the older ones, what a terrible thing it is to be unconverted under thy wrath on that broad way to destruction. And our Lord, then a wonder needs to take place. May there have been those that have experienced those wonderful things. And our Lord, it is true, oftentimes when they compare spiritual things with spiritual, then they must say that the former times were better than now. And then we do well, then such souls do well to examine the reason. The reason lieth not with thee. May it become our guilt on our knees, humbly begging thee that thou may show thy favor. Wilt thou grant unto thy children, as we read of the psalmist, that thou wast put a new song in his mouth, new matters experienced. But there are also those times when the old may become new, and thy church may be given to take the harp off the willows and sing thy praises. May there also have been those sighs for the family circles, the midst of the congregation, that many may be added, oh, on that wonderful day of Pentecost, It was a very dark day. The Jews have crucified the Savior, but then the apostles were given to preach, and they have come in their guilt by the work of the Holy Spirit. They did not know what to do, but they have asked, and then 3,000 were added to the church. Ah, Lord, may the need be felt, the burden too heavy to bear, and that we may be given to cry mightily unto thee in the latter days of the earth, that thou may do a great work amongst us, amongst our boys and girls, our young people, the older ones, and where thou hast begun, that thou will grant that further teaching by thy Spirit, thy confirmation, and that thy name may be glorified. To that end, do bless thy holy word in the church. Wilt thou help and remember the consistory to that end? Wilt thou grant many Aarons and hers? Do help fathers and mothers with the instruction of their children, as they have promised with the baptism of the same. May it be accompanied with much prayer, with a godly example. Then we commend unto thee our Christian school, where the end is coming closer by. 3 more weeks, when thou granteth it. Hitherto thou wast spared, cared, and helped. Wilt thou continue to do so? Above all things, do bless thy holy word. Remember the students when thou granteth it, that they hope to graduate. Then it is so necessary for them that by thy Spirit, by thy grace, they may come on a school where they shall never graduate, where they shall always remain a pupil, and then by thy Spirit to be taught to need thy dear Son as their prophet, a priest and king. We commend thy church unto thee all over the earth. Then by renewal, we remember the candidate, O Lord. Wilt thou grant him clarity, be the pillar of fire and the pillar of cloud. We commend unto thee all the vacant congregations. There are many of them. The need for servants is great. Also the need for teachers in our Christian schools. We remember the persecuted church, where so many in this day could not freely go up to thy house as we and our children, but had to gather in secret places or remain in their home with many fears of being arrested. Wilt thou continue to uphold, and that in those places to receive courage, and that thy word may be blessed. Take the veil off the Jewish nation. Remember all mission work, also our mission field, thy servants and the team. Remember him with his wife and children, who at the end of this month, the time is drawn closer, when they hope to be sent out and to depart to a faraway country with different language, a different culture. Well, to be their helper ever near. We remember Bible translators, those that bring thy word to the ends of the earth, Many times when it seems there is no way, wilt thou then make a way? Bless thy holy word, which may be sent into the prisons. Lord, remember our nation, remember our province. Wilt thou grant a turning unto thee? Then we also commend unto thee the thirsty earth. Then thou wert speaking by renewal in special ways to us and our children to this area. May we be given to turn unto thee, and that it may please thee to grant tokens of thy divine favor. We remember a couple who were united in holy matrimony this past week, their first Lord's Day as husband and wife. Oh, wilt thou convert them, as thou doth convert all thy people? Wilt thou remember the couple who soon hope to be united in holy matrimony? Wilt thou help with all the preparations? Grant them a place at thy footstool, begging thee, that it may be for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name. Wilt thou grant unto our youth all a future spouse, not only in thy providence, but in thy favor, with whom they may journey through this life around the old truths and the old ways. A husband and wife, a father and mother, hope to commemorate at the end of this week that thou wast cared, spared, provided. 40 years they were given to journey together in the bond of matrimony, blessings, but also many trials. And they were called upon to bring their handicapped daughter to the grave. To that end, wilt thou remember on their special day, where the thought shall multiply, wilt thou bless the family circle. Lord, remember all of our family circles. May love abound. Where it is different, wilt thou grant repenting. What has been separated, bring it together. Remember the crosses, remember the needs. We remember the handicapped ones. Remember the difficulties of the body and of the mind. Wilt thou continue to uphold the mourning ones, and do remember the elderly ones and the evening of their life, where eternity is at hand. Remember our care home, their residence, those that may lovingly care for them. Remember those that may go in and out, O Lord. Above all, do save their never dying souls. We now humbly beg of thee for thy help. We are called upon to speak of thy church, that the Son of God, by word and by spirit, that he gathers his church, that chosen church, from the beginning of the world to the end thereof. Oh, the world may still stand. There are still those that must and shall be gathered, O Lord. May we and our children be included in that number. May it please thee in this evening that sons and daughters, that they may be born in Zion. May the prayers be multiplied for the coming of thy kingdom, that the king may be glorified, because it is written in thy holy word that in the multitude of subjects therein lies the king's glory. To that end, wilt thou grant freedom and liberty, wilt thou grant strength and courage and love, and may thy word go forth with power divine, Lord. We are but a congregation of poor sinners, and may it be felt and experienced more in our inner chamber with the psalmist of old. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. If thou would mark transgression, who then could stand? But with thee there is forgiveness, that thou mayest be feared. A grant and a good hour in thy house. Forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 442, the five stanzas. Our gracious God has laid his firm foundations on Zion's mount, the court of his delight. Her gates of splendor bathed in heavenly light. He loves far more than Jacob's habitations. And what follows, Psalter 442, the five stanzas. Thank you. Beloved congregation, we have read of wonderful things out of the Word of God. It was a time when the Jewish nation has crucified the Savior. A day of cried out, His blood be upon us and our children. But the Lord has given an exercise, church, concerning the pouring out of the Holy Spirit. It was a waiting, church. Are there still waiting souls in our midst? And that truly waiting church, the Lord's time, the Lord's way, and they shall not wait in vain, because on the day of Pentecost, then that faithful covenant God has poured out the Spirit so richly. The apostles were given to preach. And they have laid open the guilt of that Jewish nation. And Jesus, whom they have crucified, He has become Lord and Christ. And then 3,000 souls, they were pricked in their heart. And they have said, ah, the fruits of grace, men and brethren, that love was poured out in their heart for the Lord. They were convicted of their sin. They were given to see that the apostles, they were a blessed people, that they were the servants of the Most High. And they were given to cast in their lot with that people, but they needed to know how to be saved. And then the apostles were given to preach, and that only name given under heaven, the name of Jesus Christ, who was come to save His people from their sins. And then it was so evident, because people, when the Lord works in our heart, oh, it is true. In Psalm 83, I read of those hidden ones. And in Mark 4, verse 28, of that seed, first a root, and then a blade, and then the ear of corn. Oh, it cannot remain hidden. It shall become evident, and so it was also during the days of Pentecost. Then they continued steadfastly, that is the perseverance of the saints, which the Lord grants the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in prayers, and it gave such an impression, then the people could see, this is now the work of the Lord, that people have experienced something so wonderful and supernatural that it was not the work of man, not by might nor by spirit, no, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, as saith the Lord of hosts. And then we read of that unity. And then in the last verse, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved, young and old. When we have read it together, have you sent a prayer up to heaven? People of God, are we still exercised? Is it bound upon the heart? So many souls that are still traveling for their own account. Has Christ not taught his church to pray, thy kingdom come? My unconverted fellow travelers, have you asked in this evening, that in this evening it may be the time that the Lord may work wonderfully in your heart, that you may be added to that church, boys and girls, to receive a new heart that loves the Lord, that hates sin, and that needs to be washed in the precious blood of Jesus Christ? I read in Hebrews 13, verse 8, Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Christ is still gathering his church, and there, if with the help of the Lord, we hope to speak in this evening hour. Our Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 21, the questions 54, 55, and 56. Question 54, what believest thou concerning the Holy Catholic Church of Christ? Answer, that the Son of God, from the beginning to the end of the world, gathers, defends, and preserves to himself by his Spirit and Word out of the whole human race a church chosen to everlasting life, agreeing in true faith, and that I am and forever shall remain a living member thereof. Question 55, what do you understand by the communion of saints? Answer, first, that all and everyone who believes, being members of Christ, are in common partakers of him and of all his riches and gifts. Secondly, that everyone must know it to be his duty readily and cheerfully to employ his gifts for the advantage and salvation of other members. Question 56, what believest thou concerning the forgiveness of sins? Answer, that God, for the sake of Christ's satisfaction, will no more remember my sins, neither my corrupt nature, against which I have to struggle all my life long, but will graciously impute to me the righteousness of Christ, that I may never be condemned before the tribunal of God. Lord's Day 21, that speaks of the Holy Catholic Church of Christ, the Articles 9 and 10. Two thoughts. In the first place, Christ in gathering of his church, and secondly, Christ's blessings bestowed upon his church. The Holy Catholic Church of Christ, Christ in gathering of his church, as we find in number 54, and Christ's blessings bestowed upon his church, numbers 55 and 56. Thus first, Christ in gathering of his church. We have heard thus far from the 12 articles, I believe in the Father, in the Son, and in the Holy Ghost. When it concerns the church, then it is not written that I believe in the church, but I believe in Holy Catholic Church. There is a great difference. That word in, that refers to true saving faith, to trust, and to experience that the salvation for a sinner that lies in the work of a triune God. But now concerning Article 9, I believe in Holy Catholic Church, that expresses that she exists, that it is a precious institution of Christ, and a great blessing, a great privilege, to be in that church, to that end. And that is necessary even more so in our time, that we live in a time of individualism, that I think and I feel. And therefore Gideon Debris, already in 1561, when his confession was finished, then in Article 27, then he has given a description of the church. And then in Article 28, there he has expressed, and also the confession of faith has many proof texts, but then he has stated no person ought to live separate from it, but all men are in duty bound to join it. Balaam, that false prophet, when he has seen the children of Israel, when he has stood on a height, when he has seen that encampment with the tabernacle, with the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire, then he was given to express in Numbers 24, verse 5, how goodly are thy tents, O Jacob, and thy tabernacles, O Israel, young people, young and old. May that be firmly imprinted upon our minds and our hearts, the privilege and the blessing under the external administration of the covenant. No, it is not enough for eternity. By the grace of God, by the work of the Holy Spirit, we need to become a living member thereof. But the psalmist, we have sung together thereof, out of Psalm 87, that the Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the habitations of Jacob. There the Lord has promised to dwell in a special way. And now concerning the name, then we read, a Holy Catholic Church. I read in 1 Peter 1 verse 16, be ye holy, for I am holy. Know the church, because in our text, in our Lord's day, then it speaks of that living church. And then Gideon Debris, then he has also written of who the living church is. We read thereof in Article 29, O first the marks of that true church. And then he has mentioned three in the first place. The pure preaching of the word of God. In the second place, the administration of the sacraments according to the word of God. And then in the third place, the administration of Christian discipline. But now concerning that church, that we may be given to examine ourselves with respect to those who are members of the church. They may be known by the marks of Christians, namely by faith. And when they have received Jesus Christ, the only Savior, they avoid sin, follow after righteousness, love the true God and their neighbor, neither turn aside to the right or left, and crucify the flesh with the works thereof. But this is not to be understood as if there did not remain in them great infirmities, but they fight against them through the Spirit all the days of their life, continually taking their refuge in the blood, death, passion, and obedience of our Lord Jesus Christ, in whom they have remission of sins through faith in him. Thus in the first place, a holy church, oh, the bride, and the Song of Solomon was given to express that she was black, but that she was comely in her bridegroom. Then in the second place, the name Catholic, then boys and girls, then we must not think of the Roman Catholic Church. That word Catholic, that means universal, that means worldwide, that the church that shall be found, O John, on the island of Patmos in a vision. Then he was given to see a multitude that no man could number, and they were from all nations, tongues, and peoples. They had white robes, and they had a palm branch in their hand. That was the victory, oh, young and old. Shall we be among that number? Are we among that number? That is the crucial point. Our instructors say that the Son of God, from the beginning to the end of the world, Adam and Eve, they were the first ones. We read the way of conversion in Genesis 3, and what numbers have been gathered, a multitude that no man could number, especially in the time of revivals, when the Lord has worked so powerfully and so wonderfully. Congregation, should we not be given to more pray that the Lord will give such a time amongst us and our children to that end? Then we do well to read of those revivals. And where it is written, it is true, was not all gold that glittered. There were also temporal believers. But when you read of those times, then we read of the wonderful works of grace, the work of a triune God. And now concerning the church, one church, apart in heaven, that is the triumphant church. They receive a palm branch, and they do not need a sword. But here upon the earth, it is the militant church with that warfare against that three-headed enemy, our flesh, the devil, and the world. But it is one church. And now concerning the church of Jesus Christ, the wonderful work of the Spirit compared to a wind. We cannot see the wind, but we can see the effects of the wind. Thus, that work of the Spirit, that is a work in the heart that cannot be seen, but it cannot remain hidden it becomes visible by the fruits, as Christ is clearly preached in the Sermon on the Mount in chapter 7. And now concerning that church, then it is visible in the external administration of the covenant that was so in the Old Testament with that chosen people of Israel, that they were separated from the nations of the earth, and where the Lord especially has wrought, converted, and worked among them. And so it is also in the New Testament on the day of Pentecost. Then the Lord has worked among that people that have come up to say it simply, boys and girls, to church to celebrate the Feast of Pentecost. There the Lord has poured out His Spirit. And I read the promises in God's Word of a special presence. And now concerning that gathering from the beginning to the end of the world. Thus there are still those that must and shall be gathered. Have you been gathered, congregation? Has the Lord begun that good work? It's the most important. We need to be born again. We need to become new creatures in Christ Jesus. And then we are taught by the Spirit. Have you received the hope? Because when the Lord works in our hearts, then we desire His favor. And then we are filled with such a holy jealousy, an impression of our sinnership, our lost condition, of that one thing needful, then we need the pardoning of our sins till the end of the world. That is why the world may still stand. It's why the sun has risen in this morning hour. Because they read in Psalm 72, verse 5, that they shall fear thee as long as the sun and the moon endure throughout all generations. Thus, when we read of that ingathering, should the prayers not be multiplied? And how does Christ now gather His church? By Spirit and by Word. We may never separate what the Lord has joined together. On the day of Pentecost and thereafter, it was the Word that was blessed, accompanied by the loving and irresistible work of the Holy Spirit. And we read in Romans 10, verse 17, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Thus the Lord has appointed means that the church may be gathered in. And Reverend Smythehelt, he has written in a sermon, if we desire to become wet, then we walk in the rain. Thus our duty, our calling, to faithfully place ourselves under the means of grace. It can be that there are those thoughts that it's not so important how diligent we are concerning the means of grace. Because if I'm a chosen one, I shall come there, I shall be gathered. That is an absolute truth. how have our fathers spoken of those things? Then we shall read from the canons of Dort, the third and fourth heading, article number 17. They have expressed it so. And the more readily we perform our duty, the more eminent is usually the blessing of God working in us. And the more directly is his work advanced, to whom alone all the glory, both of the means and of their saving fruit and efficacy, is forever due. Christ has said to the Jewish nation in John 10 verse 16, and other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. And now concerning that ingathering, the Lord, he is so free and he is so sovereign, all the same teacher, wrought upon by the Holy Spirit. There are those in the scriptures of whom we simply read that the word was blessed. Timothy from his youth, a Lydia, the Lord has opened her heart. Others, the Lord has used great trials and affliction. Manasseh, he was in the prison in Babylon when he was given to confess that the Lord was God. For others, the Lord uses special happenings in the realm of nature. Think of that jailer in Acts 16. The Lord has used an earthquake. Others, then the Spirit brings home what we have heard in our youth. That prodigal son in that far country, he was given to remember his father and his servants, that they had it better than him. But that gathered church, they shall all learn the same. They shall learn what a great sinner they are. They shall learn of a great, a majestic, a good doing, and a just God. They shall receive those living desires. They shall find their life in the word of God. They become beggars at the throne of grace. The Spirit shall teach them that they can never save themselves by their works, that they are polluted with sin, that their debt only becomes greater. And how further he gathers, defends, and preserves to himself. We shall leave that life for this evening. Out of the whole human race, a church chosen to everlasting life. Then I hear it. That is now my difficulty. That is now the stumbling block. All struggled with those matters. Unconverted. When the Lord begins that good work, how a soul can be assaulted, that the devil tells them you are not a chosen one, and you can seek and beg, you can pray day and night, but if you are not chosen, you shall never be saved. I have a question, congregation. if there was now no predestination, would then there be any hope for us and our children? What do you think? If there was now no predestination, was there then any hope? Would there then be any purpose to faithfully come up to God's house, to read, to study the scriptures, and to pray? In our deep fallen Adam, we have chosen, in that covenant of works, then Adam, by obedience, he could have merited eternal life. But that covenant has been broken, and his whole posterity has been plunged into the deepest misery, lost, cursed, under the wrath of God, as those dead bones in that valley in Ezekiel 37, unable, unwilling to save themselves. Thus that tells us, if there was now no election, there would be no hope, absolutely not any hope for us and our children. But there is an election, a church chosen to everlasting life, and the King has promised to gather that chosen church in the midst of the church. It is true, the Old Testament, there were a few from outside, but the general way to bless his word must be needed to be accompanied by prayer. And let us always remember that text, because we have to be honest, congregation, concerning the sovereign decree of God, also concerning predestination. How do we act and deal in daily life? Also for our lives, everything has been decreed to the smallest detail. And then it is important, and I know, congregation, concerning those things, what a strife and what a struggles there can be. But let us always remember that text, Deuteronomy 29, verse 29, the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things which are revealed belong to us and our children, that we may do what the Lord has commanded. Thus concerning the chosen church, there is the danger that we become passive. The danger that we become discouraged. The devil in her heart tells us, you are not a chosen one. Thus, with all your efforts, you shall never be saved. Possible that enmity of that carnal heart against the sovereignty of God. What does the revealed will of God tell us? Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. What invitations there are in the word of God. And now what is needful, because this Lord's Day that follows Lord's Day number 20, which speaks of the work of the Holy Spirit. then it is a blessing. Each time by renewal, and we know a true prayer, that is also the work of the Spirit. But what a blessing it is when the instruction, when the means of grace, that it may bring us on our knees, and that the Spirit keeps us on our knees. Ah, for those true seekers, for the gathered church, with all their fears comparing spiritual things with spiritual, what marks in the Bible were that people may find their heart and life declared, that they may, their hope may be revived. They may hear their heart declared, oh, there is a people that sometime cannot declare themselves a riddle to themselves, but there are times that that life may be given to be declared, that they may rejoice with joy unspeakable. Let us first sing. Psalter 194, the first four stanzas. His wide dominion shall extend from sea to utmost sea, and unto earth's remotest bounds his peaceful rule shall be. And what follows, 194, the first four stanzas. Secondly, Christ's blessing, blessings bestowed upon his church. What do you understand by the communion of saints? Answer first, that all and everyone who believes being members of Christ. Our instructors have oftentimes already spoken of Christ being the head and the church being the members. And that those members, they are ordered and instructed by their head. Of Paul in 1 Corinthians 12 has spoken of the diversity of gifts. One who believes being members of Christ are in common partakers of him and of all his riches and gifts. What a rich people that people of God is, because our instructors have said are in common. That means all of them, because in a family there are babies, there are children, young people, and fathers and mothers, and the smallest child is as well a member as the oldest. The church in John 10 compared to a sheepfold, and the smallest little lamb that is as part of the flock as the biggest sheep. Oftentimes, usually, then those little lambs and those little children, they receive more and quicker attention than the older ones. Then the older ones are taught on that school of patience to wait for the Lord. The younger ones may live more off of their feelings, but when they become older, they must live by faith. The same as with the disciples after Christ is resurrected. Thus, what a profound thought, that the true people of God, that they are partakers of him. That's what it goes about. The life of the true child of God, all those gifts, they are so precious. They are given to rejoice. Ruth, when she returned off that field, with what a delight she was given to return to Naomi to show what she had gleaned. But the church, not to remain with the gifts, but they need the giver. And now Ruth, she was privileged to glean on the field of Boaz. But now there came a time, in that promise, then for a Ruth, so it is in the life of brides to be. When a man asks her right hand in marriage, when they are engaged, then in her thoughts, then she is already sometime the bride of a certain bridegroom. But there must be a marriage. And now on that day in the gate, when that Ruth, that widow, that has made that good choice, has come from Moab on the day of marriage, then all those possessions of Boaz, they were also her possessions. All for the living child. when they may receive the benefit that is spoken of in number 56, then what a blessed exchange. Then all their debt and all their sins are placed upon that precious surety. And then his righteousness becomes theirs. And now to that end, then the instructors, they speak concerning that communion of saints that flows forth from the communion with Christ. Thus our instructors, because in our day, then many churches, they have become a social gathering, not bound in the true faith around the old truth and the old ways. That is what binds and keeps the church together. But many have departed, and then what is left, then the preaching has not the central place, but become a social gathering to make each other feel good, and there is still much a helping of one another, but outside of that old truth and those old ways, the Lord has a people upon the earth, and there shall also be such, always be such a people, also among the youth. In our days and the days gone by, how many churches have attempted to keep the youth of the congregation by entertainment, recreation, and you can multiply it out. And what has happened to those churches? They have become empty. The Lord shall have a people from generation to generation that has a desire to hear that old truth, how that the Lord by His Spirit, He converts His people. But now our instructors have added that everyone must know it to be his duty. Thus we need to be reminded, because we can be so busy and we can be so centered on self. We read in Philippians 1 verse 21, each seeking their own and not the things of Jesus Christ, and therefore must know it to be his duty readily and cheerfully to employ his gifts. In Luke 16, the parable of stewardship. In Matthew 25, the parable of the talents for the advantage and salvation of other members. When we speak of that communion, and then in the first place, in the midst of the church. In the second place, that includes material, helping one another, but above all in a spiritual way, when it pleases the Lord to bind matters upon the heart concerning our fellow man. Have examples in the Bible. Think of Acts 10, of Peter when he was praying on the housetop. Three men seek thee. Then he has come down and asked, why seekest thou me? More examples in the Bible concerning that duty. What do you think, boys and girls? Is that only for older people? Or is that also for boys and girls? What do you think? do we have examples? We have many examples in the Bible. But we also have examples of small children. Think of that maid that has spoken to her mistress, of that mighty God in Israel that could even heal Naaman. That little girl had great thoughts of the mighty God of Israel. Think in Matthew 14, when there was a great multitude, 5,000 without men and women, gave he them to eat. And then they have searched whether there was any food. And then we read of a little lad that had a few loaves and a few fishes. And boys and girls, did that lad now try to hide them? No. He has given them to the disciples to take to Jesus. Then you can understand how happy that little boy was. How old he was, we do not know. When Jesus has taken that food and it was multiplied and that a great multitude was fed. I read in Proverbs 11, verse 25, he that watereth shall be watered himself, and the liberal soul shall be made fat. For a further examination concerning the true church, then another blessing is spoken of in this Lord's Day. A blessing, a benefit merited by Christ. And that is the exercises of the true church. Ah, they have made that good choice. They have set their face Zionwards. Can be many riddles and many questions when they look within. Many times to say with the Rebecca, why am I thus? Ah, they are given to beg. They have that love for God, but also for his church, because when the Lord works, then the church receives a special place. But what is that true people now exercised with? They have a debt that needs to be canceled. They have their sins that need to be forgiven. And therefore the necessity, but also the last question for examination, what believest thou concerning the forgiveness of sins, that God, for the sake of Christ's satisfaction, will no more remember my sins, neither my corrupt nature, the mark of grace, against which I have to struggle all my life long, but will graciously impute to me the righteousness of Christ, that I may never be condemned before the tribunal of God. That is the need. That is the desire of the living church, which the Holy Spirit works and grants unto his people. Concerning that blessing, our instructors in Lord's Day number 23, where they speak of the prophet of faith, when the child may believe what is declared in the 12 articles, that they are given further to speak of that blessing, the Holy Catholic Church. Have we become a member thereof? There is not a third way congregation. We are a lamb or a sheep, or we are not. May the prayers be multiplied. The Lord bind it upon the heart, and for the true church, Christ has said, "All compared to the multitude is a small number. Many are called, but few are chosen." Then Christ has said in Luke 12, verse 32, "Fear not, little flock, for it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Amen. Let us close. Lord, we may thank Thee for another Lord's Day. And then in this evening hour we have heard of such precious things that the King, that He continues to gather His church unto the end of the world by word and by spirit. And Thou was promised that it shall not return void unto Thee, Lord. We are such a privileged people as Thy Jewish nation, Bethesda, Capernaum, where many wonders were done. But then Thou was also pronounced judgment upon those cities when they would not repent. And then it would be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon, for Sodom and Gomorrah than for us. Ah, Lord, do pour out Thy Holy Spirit in a richer measure, that many may be born in Zion. May that have taken place in this day. And when it is not taken place, well, to be the after preacher, and that it may take place in this night and in this week, give a prayer for one another. Then we commend unto Thee the mothers with the children in the homes, all at work, at school. Well, Thou remember on the way, wilt Thou keep from danger and from harm? Wilt Thou keep from sin and temptation? Wilt Thou guide and protect? And then by renewal, we commend unto Thee the thirsty earth, O Lord. May it please Thee to remember us. Bring us now safely to our dwellings. Grant a prayer for one another. May that communion of saints be more experienced. Forgive us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 369, the three stanzas. How pleasant and how good it is when brethren in the Lord and one another's joy, delight, and dwell in sweet accord. And what follows, 369, the three stanzas. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.